Hello everyone and welcome to URB's series on the 2024 SU officer elections. Voting is open on Tuesday the 5th of March, so head to www.thesubath.com/elections to cast your vote. We are joined in the studio by David Lamb, who is running for activities officer, I presume.
Yes, yes you are.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, yeah, thank you for having me.
No problem. Glad that I'm here to do this. Mm-hmm. So, why are you running for activities officer?
Can I say job security?
Yeah, I mean, like, I can say you're already running for that, so yeah.
Yeah, I love activities. It was really good. I love the job. It's a really wide remit. So I have arts, I have societies, I have volunteering groups as well, and then I do a bit of like extracurricular opportunities and sustainability, and it's just like a load of interest, and it keeps the job interesting, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, would you say that? Like, what would you say is the most interesting thing within that job?
The most interesting thing, I think, interacting with students and seeing what everyone wants and being like, oh, I can probably do that. It's pretty straightforward. You just have to tell me in advance. I can probably do some work on it. But if you tell me like the day before, like, oh, could we do this? I'm like, no, that's not how this works.
What do you think that you can bring to the role, like, that you haven't already brought already, maybe?
So if I win, it'll be a second year. And a second year officer, I think, is a bit more valuable than a first year officer, just because you've done the job for a year. So the job starts in June, but then over the summer when no one's here, you're in like training mode and you don't really do much because you don't know what you're doing. So from June, like, I wouldn't even have to like get trained again, really, because I just keep doing what I'm doing, or I can start work on the projects that I want to work on. So practically, instead of having like the first 3 months gone and only having 9 months to work on stuff, I actually have like a full like 12 months to work on stuff, because I don't need to be retrained. I can just hit the ground running, really.
So like a continuation of what you're doing already.
Yeah. So there's no like breakup of a training period where I'm just learning the ropes, but I'm just in.
Yeah. What are your main policies?
My main policies. So like my priorities for next year or like this year?
I mean, next year. So yeah.
Next year. So I feel like I've got like a good feel for what students want this year and seeing what's really impacting our group. So I've put my four main priorities are as giving student leadership positions like chair or treasurer to be added to the degree transcript, just because it increases the value of your time here. And so, because it's a volunteering role, so like if it doesn't get formally recognised, so like what are you getting it for? Like for the enjoyment. But it's like we've had a few people come in this year saying like, oh, I was chair in this year. Is there any way you can get it formally recognised? And we're like, we have our records if that counts. It's just like a list and it's not really that good. My next three, so one of them is to get the STV to give more student bookings over commercial ones in the sports facilities. So the STV is its own like beast where it's like trying to make money and it's trying to get the balance right for commercial opportunities so that we can have these free student opportunities. But I don't think the balance is quite there, unfortunately. Yeah. And I think like a bit less of the commercial ones, a bit more student ones.
Yeah.
Give those opportunities there. And securing more space for storage for use by SU groups. So space is like gold dust in Bath. You just have to check the rent to find out. But here is, on campus especially, is like there's not a lot of room to store stuff. So that's a really big problem. So just securing more space one way or another. And then permanently creating a package of support for students in need, like food parcels.
Yeah. Excellent. I just wanted to ask, so this is a lot of very good policies. Sounds very good. You are, of course, our current activities officer. Are you working on these right now? And what would, you know, you rerunning make different about you being able to bring those in?
Okay, so kind of is what I'd say. So not all things are... So I'm working on stuff that I did last year, what I have for my manifesto. So a lot of that is going through or being done, and there's only so many big projects you can do at the same time on top of your day-to-day work. So so student leadership positions, I think I wanted last year. But like just... It's not like it doesn't happen in a year. Some of these are really long-term projects where, like, for example, student leadership positions, things like someone's got to like validate it, and someone's got to be like, oh, this person was actually doing what they were doing. But that requires staff, requires time, requires resources, and like, who's going to do that? And it's not as simple as I'll just print it on a piece of paper, because someone could just abuse it and just be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to join 8 societies, be chair for all of them, I can do no work. So some of these things are like, you have to really think about and go for long-term planning. And part of it is that I just have to accept that I probably won't be here to do it. So other things like securing more storage space, I mean, long-term planning, I'm not going to build a building overnight. Or like, maybe I could take over like, I know, a certain part of a place and just be like, okay, I'm going to turn it into storage space. Or I could just bring in massive shipping containers, but they look ugly. So who's going to let that come onto campus? It's all about thinking about what you can and can't do. It's realistic, really. I think being a second year officer rerunning, it's like, I know what's realistic, and I think I tread the line really carefully between ambitious and realistic.
It sounds good. Yeah, like, what sets you apart from the other candidates running for your position?
Again, probably experience. I have a good campaign, hopefully. I have a nice mascot, for those of you who remember last year. It was a lovely little shark, sharking around. Someone said, like, oh, I didn't really get the shark. And they explained to staff here that, like, oh, we think it's because he's showing a shark on people. Like, do you like shark on freshers? I was like, no, why would you tell staff that? And then I had to work with this staff later on. So imagine a bunch of, like, 40-somethings, like, is it true? Like, you're, like, sharking on freshers? I was like, no. God, no. A fun campaign, I think. And having the experience of having done it once or twice and kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, sorry, so are you going to carry on that same campaigning, the exact same as you did last year?
Yeah, staying down bad for Dave, man.
Down bad for Dave, yeah. Yeah,
man. The shark's been ordered. So the last year's shark was, someone fell over in it and then punctured its knee. So
wow.
It's tough.
I mean, like, I was going to say, like, seeing you're going for a second, does that mean you enjoyed it for the first time round?
Oh yeah, I love it. I actually love the job. It's kind of sad, but I actually really like it here. And even though it's going to be like my 6th year here, so like, rethinking about it, like, I was like, oh, do I want to spend a 6th year here? So I've got a couple of mates that I've been in school with since year 7, and they've come all the way through uni with me and 6th form and high school. I was like, oh, they're going to be gone next year. And that's like, wow, how many people do I really know for my first year? So it'll be my 6th year, and it's like, it's kind of worth it. I really enjoy the job. I feel like I'm really making a difference, like impacting lives. I like looking at food parcels and stuff for people in need. Not even outside of the cost of living crisis, there's always going to be someone who needs that bit of like support. So I think it's a really good job, I think.
Awesome. So, yeah. Like, could you give us 3 words, like, to sum why people should vote for you?
Oh. I'd say opportunity, for one. I can't know. This is really hard. I didn't realize. Opportunity, I'd say value for your time here. That's multiple words, but if you had a hyphen in the middle of it, that's just one big word. Yeah, and like, just value and opportunity, I'd say, is probably to sum up my campaign and manifesto.
Excellent. And so, just, you know, final pitch, if you want to give us, you know, about a minute, just sell yourself. Why should we vote for David for activities officer?
Oh no, my mum would really appreciate it if I had a job next year. And she's been on it. She's like, David, what if you don't win? I'm like, I was thinking, I think I could win. I would really like to have the opportunity to serve the student body again. I think it's a really good job. I think I'm the right person for the job, dare I say, touch wood. And I know what's doable. I think what I've got in my manifesto is actually very doable and realistic. Some of it may or may not already be in the works, because even if I'm not here, I can put the footwork and foundations in place so that whoever comes in next could just pick it up, and it's really easy to do. Don't know if I'm allowed to tell you what I'm doing, because some of it's like confidential, but it's like I'm cooking, you know. So I mean, based on my year already, I don't think anyone's had any major complaints. No one said like, god damn, get out of the job, I hate you. unless you count the 6 or so other people, or no, 6 candidates, no, so 6 candidates, sorry, 5 other candidates as, god, he's doing a terrible job. I like to think of it as people think I've done a good job, so they want to do a good job too, rather than the other way around.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, David. Yeah, just a reminder, please do get voting if you think that David is your activities officer.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.